Hey everyone, I'm Gabrielle Santiago and welcome to Living Revelations Podcast. We're here to help you find God real in everyday life. We will be talking about how to hear from God, how to have a relationship with Him, and what it looks like to walk into your God-given purpose as you do life with God. I want to invite you to take life a step at a time closer to Christ with us. This is Finding God Real in Everyday Life. Hey guys, this is Gabby. Thanks for tuning in. So today I'll be talking with you all about resting in the fear of the Lord. So fear is one of those things that just gets to us easily as humanity, you know, as mankind. And, you know, the Lord has been showing me that as His children, as those who live in the fear of the Lord, those that live godly lives, our portion is to live in rest. You know, God didn't design us as His children to live in fear, but we were made to be perfected in God's love. And, you know, that's why God says in the scripture that perfect love casts out fear. And He tells us constantly to not be afraid, to not be anxious. And so today I want to get into some scriptures and talk about how we get to rest in the fear of God. That when we know we're living rightly with God, there's this rest that we can have as His children. And recently I actually happened to hear the song Gravity from Jen Johnson. And, you know, I have her whole album, so I don't listen to all the songs in there. But when I saw it, I was about to skip it. But I felt like the Holy Spirit say, read the lyrics. And it was so beautiful because with the song Gravity, it talks about how we can easily get caught up in the things of this life, you know, in our like little world here. But God invites us to rise up, right? To rise up and see from His perspectives. And, you know, I love the song. It's called Gravity because it talks about how if God is able to hold the galaxies together, how much more can He hold our life together? And many times when it comes to fear, we're afraid that the worst is going to come. And we forget that God holds our lives together, that He's for us, that He's with us, right? Jesus says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He says, I will be with you. In Matthew, He says, I will be with you until the very end of age. That's the promise that God has for us. And He is for our good. You know, we hear that many times. And so it's just so important that we rest, that we don't give in to fear. And I know for me, I've shared this, you know, in the previous videos and podcasts, there has been many times when I have feared, when I have given in to worry and start operating in like striving mode. You know, what striving is when you try to do things in your own strength, in your own ability, in your own knowledge. But we have to remember that God is sovereign. And sometimes God will allow us to go through situations, things that are so impossible, so that we can see Him do the impossible. God is about seeing our faith grow. You know, the scriptures say that Abraham, his faith grew. His faith grew, and our faith needs to grow. God doesn't want us to stay where we're at. He doesn't want us to settle for 5 years ago, the miracle that God did, right? Or years ago. Like, He wants us to have that walking miracle, seeing God, a revelation of Him every single day. I love what God says in Romans 8, 31 and 32. It says, what then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare His own Son, talking about Jesus, He who did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us all, how will He not also, along with Him, graciously give us all things? And I love that because when we are worried and we are unsure about God's love for us, we want to look to Jesus because that is the best gift that God's given us. It is through Jesus that we have eternal life. It is through Jesus that our salvation is secure, that our future is secure. And so God gave Jesus, His only begotten Son. He was willing to give Him all. For those that are parents, you know the most valuable thing you have is your child, right? You can give away your clothes, your maybe expensive purses, your car, but to give your child, and imagine if it's your only child, that's what God did for us. And so, you know, Romans reminds us, God is reminding us here in the book of Romans, how much He loves us. And so whenever we are insecure about being loved by God, our future, our security, look back at Jesus. And so today I want to take some time to get into Psalm 37. It's such a beautiful chapter. I encourage you all to read it right after listening to this. Read it yourself and invite the Holy Spirit to open up your eyes to see Jesus, to see the scriptures rightly. But I'm going to start off. I'm going to kind of go all over here in Psalm 37. But I want to start off with reading verses 23 to 28. This one here in particular is in the NLT version. It says, "The Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their lives. Though they stumble, they will never fall, for the Lord holds them by the hand. Once I was young, and now I am old, yet I have never seen the godly abandoned or their children begging for bread. The godly always gives generous loans to others, and their children are a blessing. Turn from evil and do good, and you will live in the land forever. For the Lord loves justice, and he will never abandon the godly. He will keep them safe forever, but the children of the wicked will die." And so I love this passage, especially in this latter verse here where it says, "And God, and he will never abandon the godly." This is why we as his children, we can rest. When we know we're living right in God, there's just peace that, "God, I know you're going to be with me." You know, when I was living in sin, I was so afraid because I knew God's doesn't have my back. I'm straying away from him, you know, but like, and I'm talking about like willful sin. Sometimes we do mess up and we get angry or, you know, bad thoughts come and that's okay. We can repent, turn away from it. But it's a difference with willfully sinning, right? Willfully living a consistent habitual life of sin. That is not a godly life. But for those that are godly, it says God, he will never abandon the godly. And I love it because, you know, we've been in a season where it's been stretching, you know, for both the business side and the ministry. As you know, that I, you know, my husband, he runs the business and I help him, and we also have Living Revelations Ministries. But in the business side, you know, as a business owner, it's always scary because you don't have that consistent income. Like if you were to work salaried in a company, with business, you have to have leads, you have to have incoming business to know that, okay, I can estimate that I'm gonna make this much amount. So I always get worried whenever I don't see that business coming in, you know, in the beginning of the month, because I don't want to wait till the end of the month and, you know, we don't have income and whatnot. And, you know, my husband's been so busy working and, you know, we haven't been able to do much of the leads. And I know that's something on our part we have to prioritize. But I started living in worry. You know, that's where God was ministering to me with that song, Gravity. But during that time of worry, the Lord reminded me of Psalm 37. You know, even here, it says, "Though they stumble, they will never fall, for the Lord holds them by the hand." And it was just such a good reminder that even if we do make mistakes, and obviously our heart is set on loving Jesus, our heart is set on walking in his ways, God will always pick us up. His grace will cover our weak areas. And we've seen God come through in moments, you know, where he's brought business without us having to do, you know, outreach and whatnot and networking and stuff. And the Lord, he's just always for us, you know, and he does discipline us. It says that very clearly in the scriptures that God, like a good father, will discipline his children. But he also will meet us, you know, when we mess up, he'll cover us. Right, just think about like parenting, you know, especially those that maybe have parented older children. I'm sure there are moments where you had to cover for your child, but this is who God is, and he never abandons us. And this is even in the financial side, for those maybe who are worried about your future in that area, you know, right here it says, "Yeah, I have never seen the godly abandoned or their children begging for bread." We will always have what we need. You know, we will always have what we need. We may not have that surplus, but we'll have what we need. God is so good. He is so faithful. And we need to rest. We need to rest, right? Because the Lord says in Philippians 4, right, 6, he says, "Do not be anxious about anything." And I love hearing that because that actually brings me comfort when I get worried. When I hear God say, "Do not be anxious about anything," it reminds me, oh, God is telling me that there's no reason for me to be anxious. So even though I, in my mind, feel like I should be anxious, God is saying I don't need to, right? He's got me. So I love Philippians 4 has always been my go-to because it just reminds me that God is for us, that God is for our good. You know, and again, it doesn't mean that we'll go through easy situations or we won't face problems. but that He is with us and He'll take us through it. And we know at the end, it's always going to be a better story than the sufferings, right? His glory is always greater than the suffering. Okay, I want to now kind of read into the beginning portion of Psalm 37. So it says here, "Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on His faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way." And obviously the rest is what I read earlier. But I love this because this is what we're called to do. Number one, trust in the Lord and do good, right? Like, trust in God and do good. That's the best option that you can have, is trust God and do good. When we don't trust God and we stray away, it's like that's only going to lead you to worse things, right? Jesus makes it clear that the enemy comes. In John 10:10, he says the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus says, "I have come to give you life and life to the fullest." Like, the way of the Lord is life. Yes, eternal life, but even an abundant life here on earth. God wants us to shine, to see, and not live in sin and bondage and shame. So trust in the Lord. Do good. And then when we do that, we can dwell in the land and feed on His faithfulness. That's when we can say we see God's faithfulness. Many times, you know, you might be in a situation where you don't see God, but it's because you're not living and walking with the Lord. You're not walking in His ways. But when you trust in the Lord and do good, you will be able to see His faithfulness and feed on it. And I love how it says here, "Delight yourself in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart." Obviously, things that align to His will. And then it says, "Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in Him, rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for Him." No matter what you are going through, even if you are maybe facing adversaries, like in this context, the wicked, maybe you need a miracle in your circumstances. Maybe you're believing for a family member that has strayed away, or your loved one, your spouse, like whatever it is, commit your way to God. When you commit to God, He will take care of it. Like what He says in Matthew 6:33, He says, "But seek first my kingdom and righteousness, and everything else will be given." When we put God first and seek His righteousness and commit all our ways to Him, He will provide, and again, bring every desire that He also desires in us to pass. And I just want to end now with reading two verses here. Psalm 99:1 says, "The Lord reigns. Let the nations tremble. He sits enthroned between the cherubim. Let the earth shake." So it's just a good reminder that the Lord reigns. The Lord is not chained. The Lord is not bound, right? Like, God promises us in Revelation that there will be a new heaven and a new earth. And Jesus is coming back. He reigns right now. But right now, Jesus hasn't come back because He still has His children. You know, those that are not His yet, but those that He wants to become His children. I'm talking about unbelievers, those that don't know Jesus, aren't living right with Him. Jesus wants them, and that's why He hasn't come back yet. But He is coming soon, and He does reign. The Lord is seated on the throne, and Jesus is at the right hand of God. That's what the Bible says. And Revelation 4, I want to read now lastly, Revelation 4, 2 and 11. It says, "Immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created." And I love reading. This is one of my favorite verses, especially this year. I've been meditating on it a lot. But there is a throne in heaven, and there is one with a capital O, seated on that throne. And that gives us hope, right? Like, we have to live not just paying attention to what we see. The scripture says, "Fix your eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporal, but what is unseen is eternal." Right? We need to fix our eyes on what is not seen. And yes, we can't see the throne of God physically with our eyes, but it exists, guys. God is seated on the throne. He is above any president in this nation. Right? He is seated on the throne in heaven. And only glory, honor, and power goes to Him because He created all things. And so we can rest in God. And it's healthy to have a fear of the Lord. I pray that you would ask the Lord to give you a fear of God, to see Him rightly, that you may revere Him and live a holy life. Because again, God is so real and He's so loving and merciful. But when we see His love and mercy, it should propel us to love Him back, to live a godly life, because that's what God deserves. That's the least we can do for Him. And so I want to pray for you all now. God, I thank you so much for every single person here listening. I pray, Lord, that you would stir in their hearts, God, to hunger for you, that they would fix their eyes, God, not on what's going around them, God, but from your perspective. Lord, I pray, God, when they are blinded with fear, that they would invite you to show them your perspective in their circumstances, God. I pray, Lord, that you would help them to see that you are seated on the throne, that you are in control, God. Lord, I just cast out any form of fear in their hearts right now in the name of Jesus. And I pray that you would fill them with your love, God. Let those that hear this message walk in the fear of God and rest in the fear of God. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. So I pray that you have been blessed by this message. And if you have, please email us. We love hearing testimonies of what God is doing. Or if you have any prayer requests and would like us to be praying with you, you can email us at info@livingrevelations.com. And again, you know, I've been mentioning this every week because we have a goal to hit. We are close to a fourth in, but we are wanting to raise $30,000 to be able to continue doing what we're doing here with helping others find God real in everyday life. But we're also working on a gospel study book, which we're really excited to be able to create more resources like that for people to see Jesus, to find Him, to live for Him. That's really our heart, is to see lives transformed and living in the Lord. So if you would like to partner with us, if you've been blessed, any amount is a blessing, guys. But you can give at livingrevelations.com/donations. God bless you all, and I'll talk to you guys next time. Bye.
There are estimated around 2 billion millennials in the world and around 2.5 billion Gen Z in the world. In the U.S. alone, there are more than 100 million millennials and Gen Z that don't believe in Jesus. Can you imagine how many unbelievers there are in the whole world? And there is an increasing number of Christian millennials and Gen Z who are leaving the faith. The rate of Christians becoming non-Christians continues to increase. And if we follow this trajectory, it is estimated that in 2070, only 35% of the population in the U.S. alone will be Christians. Many are leaving the faith because people are not seeing Jesus rightly and finding God real in their lives. Our mission at Living Revelations is to help others find God real in everyday life through blogs, podcasts, media, online Bible studies, and conferences. More than ever does this generation need a revelation of Jesus. And those who are currently believers need to be instructed with the Word of God and reminded to obey God in their daily lives to see Him real. We are committed to planting seeds of God's Word in the hearts of the next generation throughout the world. Here are some of the seeds we've planted around the world.
Hi everyone, my name is Clara.
My name is Ariana.
Hi, I'm Renelle.
I'm Ellen from South Korea.
I just want to give a shout out to Gabby and Michael. I am so appreciative of everything they've done.
Gabby was really there for me, really listened to me, and she prayed for me.
And honestly, it's exactly what I needed. I was struggling a bit with my relationship with God and trying to stay connected to Him. And I think I underestimated how important community was.
It has tremendously blessed my life. I have met with other women from other walks of life, which has kept me encouraged and strengthened. I get to know the Word of God for myself, follow Jesus wholeheartedly.
I'm very much planted, and I feel God really just bringing me to different levels in my life.
I absolutely love their podcast episodes, and I am in the process of reading her book,
Single But in a Relationship with God. Gabrielle openly shares her imperfections and vulnerabilities, which deeply moved me. I was greatly inspired by her courage, and most importantly, through her story. I felt a strong sense of God's love and grace.
And from the first night alone, I felt impacted. I felt like it was really a good change that I needed. And also it helps me to remember that I'm not alone in this journey of becoming closer to Christ. So thank you, Living Revelations.
Our podcasts have had over 40,000 downloads. Our social media posts are reaching 120,000 people weekly. Our blogs, too, have reached around 30,000 people, hitting almost every continent in the world. We have also seen a great transformation in the girls we discipled through our online Bible studies. Our online Bible study is a place where we dive deep into the Word, learn how to grow our relationship with God, and build community for the girls to encourage one another. We have had over 350 girls from over 9 countries be a part of our online Bible studies. Our goal is to see an increase of faithful Jesus lovers among millennials and Gen Z by sowing seeds of God's truth worldwide to help them find God real in their everyday life.
The Bible makes it so clear that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. The Lord says in His Word, "If you seek me with all your heart, you will find me."
We are looking to raise $30,000 for this coming year to produce study guides for others to study the Bible, to continue producing more media, and to expand online Bible studies and conferences. Will you sow a seed to the next generation? You can give and partner with us today at livingrevelations.com/donations.
Thanks for tuning in. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast and are blessed. Check out our blogs at livingrevelations.com and follow Living Revelations on Facebook and Instagram. Don't forget to subscribe and share this podcast to others if you've been blessed. See you all in the next podcast.